Blog Talk Radio.
Dr. Stanley, Sports and Dead, Blog Talk Radio on the Trust in God Radio Network, live here, bringing you into our New York City studios, and also having you here for another Sunday. Opening up, usually we open up with called the righteous. So what we're going to do, we're going to open up with our musical theme, John Coltrane. And with that, let's move into a prayer. Of balances we didn't. Some people lean for the call me righteous opening. But today, to everything there is a season and a time. Purpose under prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Give us our trespasses, we give those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, as from evil, thou the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. In the name of the Lord, amen. For those who think you're in the wrong place, feeling better?
Hi, I'm Larry Hardesty from ESPN New York 98.7 FM. You're listening to Sports In Depth with the legendary Doc Stanley. Before him there was none, after him there shall be no more. You have the man that takes you inside what goes on in the world of sports. He's in the dugout. He's in the clubhouse. He's right by the water cooler. He is everywhere you need him to be to let you know what's going on. And also, you listen to the movers and shakers in the world of sports. You are found the right place with the legendary Doc Stanley on Sports In Depth.
And if I may say that the Sports In-Depth Nation is here. The Sports In-Depth panel is here. I'm Mel Smith Jr. I am here. We're here courtesy of the Trust in God Radio Network. And the straw that serves the drink is indeed here, and that's the incomparable Doc Stanley. Take it away, good doctor.
Doc Stanley, Sports of Their Blog Talk Radio on the Trust in God Radio. It's just amazing how they certain different techniques they want. It has time going on, different sounds and interjections and broadcasts to the degree. You know, you have Mary Kay, Bernabe. You had certain DJs, you know, who like, last week that was number two, this week number one, Temptations Ain't Too Proud to Beg. And then you got, I guess it was the Vaughn Harper, legendary Syracuse Boys High and Harlem record player who brought in the Quiet Storm, who would, you know, a more smooth sound. That that kind of changed somewhat. I guess the rock and roll sound was different. You know where, last week that was number one. This week's number two. Temptations Ain't Too Proud of the Bag. Oh, hey baby, here's the sounds of Jocko and the Rocket Ship, and then things got a little smoother. You know, like the Lenny Green. I think Ron Harper was when it started. You know, like you'd have something like this come on. Smokey Robinson here. It's about 11:02. I'm jamming with you. Dr. Smooth on the Smooth Sounds. 1010-07. The dial of the smile. Smooth smile. That you get.
I've been away.
And they always had a plug. Frankie Crocker was one too that changed everything, where he interjected all musics. You know, because 1010 Wins is the reason why it's my number one news station, was the first radio station to play all black artists. When AM was, like I said, the swinging thing, you know, the big thing. AM, you know, FM was radio music, but AM was everybody was on. And they were the first station to play black artists in New York City, which means that the first in the world. But Frankie Crocker came in and interjected everything. And I never forget that sound. I was blessed to meet Mr. Crocker, Chief Crocker, Frankie Crocker. Frankie had a great line. If I'm not on your radio, then your radio ain't on. But I remember the promo, Stereo in Black on 107.5 FM, where you hear Three Dog Night, The Beatles, Herbie Hancock, Miles Davis, John Coltrane, Janet Ross and the Supremes, The Temptations, Stevie Wonder, Smokey Robinson, The Miracles, Aretha Franklin, Herbie Mann, The Beatles. All happening now on Stereo in Black. That's what, I mean, you listen to, okay? Oh, okay, here. Stereo in Black, where you hear The Beatles, okay? The Beatles. Then you hear Miles Davis. Stevie Wonder, Marvin Gaye, The Temptations, Stevie Wonder, Marvin Gaye, Sam Cooke. And the interjection, you know, Led Zeppelin, Def Leppard. And then you had Al Jackson, Jackie Robinson of Black Radio, doing the Sunday Morning Classic. And how knew everybody? Everybody and anybody in business of music knew Al Jackson. I mean, he helped make Linda Ronstadt and the Rolling Stones out in Palisades Park. Okay, everybody, anybody knew Hal Jackson. Hal Jackson was truly the legend that lived. And by the grace of God, for me, my second great mentor, my first great mentor in radio, and my second great mentor among my three, Hal the second, foreshadowing the late Dr. Frank Bannister, too, who first pushed me into radio and television. And when I came to Hal, I had done cable television right around the corner, helped me with my working great show, and then there was Art Russ Jr. Yeah. Back then, this wasn't the Block Talk Radio Trust and Government Network. Rolling with some things here today, but, you know, we always talk about Brazil, and now I'm remiss for not getting my card out to Rosie from Volta Redonda, but you got to say some happy birthdays, Mike. Granddaughter, nephew, is yesterday. I got to call some people today, some good friends of mine. Also, yesterday was Spike Lee's birthday. And what I want to do is, I'm always talking about Brazil, and today I got a station here comes on, cell phone, and it cuts itself off. Sometimes I'll be like, I'll play for a couple of days, and then after the day, I say, what? Oh, wow. Stopped and it came back on last night. Nice record I want to play that I heard. Yeah. And I also want to play it's a message I got from my good friend from Brazil, Tony. Waiting, running out of people. Brother there. That's a This is Calhoun, the 70%. But here's a nice little message I got from my, I sent him a message and he got back to me. And my friend Tony, conversation.
Mon partage agora, talvez tu hoje ocupada, agora eu vou comer a moça. Eu ligo você depois, e decidi você comer, tá bem, e tudo bem. Abraço a todas as pessoas em sua família, e especial abraço número um jogador em futuro, Brasil. Ronaldo. Tchau, Teodoro. E quando tu conversa com outro amigo, sempre fala para mim também oi. Tchau, tchau.
Oi, Stanley. Boa tarde, meu amigo, meu irmão. Boa tarde. Muito obrigado. Eu tava dormindo um pouco aqui, aí desliguei o celular. Hoje é domingo, tô de folga. Aí só descanso. Muito obrigado por ter ligado, cara. Muito obrigado mesmo. Um grande abraço. Estamos aqui com saudades do amigo. E em breve a gente vai se ver, se Deus quiser. Por aqui tá tudo tranquilo, tudo em paz. Graças a Deus. Tudo em paz. Muita saúde para você e para a família. O jogador tá bem. Tá tudo tranquilo por aqui. Um abraço, meu irmão. Um grande abraço. Estamos aqui. Com saudades, em breve a gente vai se ver e tomar um vinho pra gente comemorar, celebrar a vida.
Well, your number one TV personality. And, we went to a famous... In fact, it's supposed to be the most famous water park in the world, and I forgot the city. And, you know, every place, every time you walk, every 2 feet, say, hey, Tony, hey, Tony. You know, the great line that Hal Jackson said, you know, it's nice to be important, but it's important to be nice. I remember Frank Bannister had said something to me, too, before I met Hal that touched me so much like that. And he said, you know, I want somebody to be ready to take my place. You know what I mean? Frank Bannister... Hal Jackson, Art Russ Jr. Three blessings in my life that were aids in getting Doc Stanley here. Sports and that Block Talk Radio on Trust and Government Network. I want to say happy birthday to, I'm going to say happy birthday to, maybe I can get them to say hello real quick to me on here. And yesterday was my granddaughter. I have a couple of pictures of her. She's 13 now. And her birthday was yesterday. And also, he's 15 now. Man, you know, time flies. You know, 1 minute, you're holding him. Next minute, they're holding your leg or your arm. Next minute, taller than you. That's the case with Majesty, 15 yesterday. Majesty Stanley, Kayla Linton, 13 yesterday. And Spike Lee's birthday was yesterday also. Today, it's Vicky Figueroa, Charlie Terry, and my man, Pamela. I'm going to see if I can get them on the phone real quick to say happy birthday to them while we're doing the show. So don't move. Doc Sandy's watching the Block Talk Radio, Trust and Driver Network. Doing my show, and I wanted to stop and say live to one of the. There's so much pride in you, young lady. You have no idea. I mean, can you grow the women and people I've met? So just stop. Your birthday today. The people I know. Yesterday was my niece, birthday. Birthday of my granddaughter. And we love you. And we're saying, you understand it for us. One more time, Stevie, please. So how you feeling today?
I'm great.
Okay, well, I'm going to call you back a little later, but just I want to take this moment to say love you. Happy birthday, girl.
I love you. Love you too.
Okay, bye now.
Baby,
okay.
Thanks.
One of the top teachers, and I just got a pride in this young lady. So it's her birthday. We're gonna call Palmer. We're going to call Charlie too. Dr. Ellie's watching their Blog Talk Radio on the Trust in God Radio Network. At this time, too, we want to ring the bell in remembering the late, the legendary, marvelous Marvin Hagg. I met Marvin on a couple of occasions. First time I met Marvin, Duran Hagler fight. First time I ever had a public press conference that I went to, for the fans. And then after that, they had a private press conference for us, of the media. And we all went to Victor's Cafe, which was Duran's place. Victor was one of his managers and a great friend, or just, you know, at the press conference there. In fact, when we beat David Moore, that's where we had the place was blocked like it was a holiday. But what I remember, too, about this is that it was there that I sat next to, as I look back, legendary figures, black history, New York City, and sports history. Art Rez Jr. across from me, the man who started Sports Talk Radio, the Ali of sportscasters, the legendary to my left, Howie Evans, sports editor of the iconic Big Red newspaper. And we're sitting there. And I also often say how sports and entertainment intertwines. And Art's sitting there, and this guy comes in. Judge, hey, Art, here's that white guy. He says, sit down. Guy sit down with us. Somehow they started talking about Sam Cooke. And they were talking about the shame was out, he got killed. And this guy said, never forget, he's just bullshit. He said, you know, how is Sam Cooke get killed like this? He didn't get killed like this. They said, what black woman in America didn't know Sam Cooke? He said, Sam Cooke was hit. He said, Sam Cooke was hit because he was dating a white movie star. Told to stop. And they stopped him. There are a million theories of why he got hit. There's no question that he did get hit. And I just remember that press conference. I remember talking to Marvin. And because the big talk was him fighting Ray. Him telling me that, you know, Ray was looking to see him kind of slow up and would probably come back. I said, well, Marv, why don't you do it? He said, nah, he said, I can't do that. Always got to do my best. We remember a great champion. We remember a great black man. We remember a great human being. Marvelous Marvin Hagler. Rest in peace, dear champion. Dr. Daly, supporting that Blog Talk Radio and Trust in God Radio Network. And we're going to make another call and say happy birthday again to somebody else. But in the meantime, let's cruise along as Hal Jackson would do on a Sunday. Happy birthday, man. Doing a radio show. We want to do live Happy birthday to you. Gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, one of the, my longtime friend, longtime neighbor, just a class, you know, we went to Legendary Boys High School, and they used to have a talent show. And I never forget Palmer. And I wish I had learned, had asked him to learn how to play his xylophone. He came with that. He was playing his xylophone. Cool, calm, jazz, you know, the both times. He had two rings, the red ring and the black ring. He was one of the few guys that buy the black ring. You look back, how much more masculine that would look than the red ring. But Palmer Lampkin, a longtime friend, he wanted to say the fourth was happy birthday to you, dear friend. Just a class act. One of the pillars of our community. One of the great musicians of our time. Never forget, man, the Palmer Lampkin Trio. Remember him with the pride I had as a neighbor. The pride I had as an alumni of Boys High School. The pride I had, black man, seeing my friend, my neighbor. Understand you? Hey, I know him. That's Palmer. That's my man. Now, Palmer, we say God bless you. Many, many more. Dr. Sandy's was the Black Talk Radio Trust and Governor. Happy birthday to Palmer Lampkin.
Charlie, please leave me a detailed message and I'll get back to you. Thank you.
Big C. Happy birthday to you. Hope you have many more. Guys, Joe Lewis, your beloved moms, Citizen Flash, America. On behalf of our family here on Sports and Depth, Emily, New York, Diego, and friends, we say this to you with love, affection, and God's blessing. Is what it takes. Also, happy birthday to I call him granddaughter, my nephew, yesterday. Also to my granddaughter. I'm standing sports at Blog Talk Radio on the Sports in Depth. Blog Talk Radio. Listen, God Radio Network. I'm solo here, trying to get some people to join me, but let's see. Play a little bit of music here. Play the birthday music. To Sam Cooke.
Wonderful, God is so wonderful. He's wonderful, God. He's so wonderful. The Lord is my shepherd, He's my guide. Whatever I need, the Lord will provide. And praise my Lord's name, I know He's so wonderful. And whoa, He's wonderful. And I really believe the Lord is wonderful. come down and make a way. And oh, I can't help but love God. He's so wonderful. And he's a yes, he is. Just the end. He's wonderful. I know the Lord.
Yes, but the good.
So wonderful. Oh, Lord.
Okay, see this.
He's been my mother, been my father too. There's no limit to what my Lord can do. And I love God. He's so
This is Michael Bellamy of Brooklyn Independent Media, and you're listening to Doc Stanley of Sports in Depth on Blog Talk Radio.
Back in the day, too, DJ. Nations here, number one song across the board. Eddie Kendrick leads this one here. Play the best music and sounds. Known as...
Just my imagination. every day.
Don't wonder how.
Hey, Rowland, stay alive.
Don't bother.
What's the blog talk radio on the Trusted Government Network?
It's possible to love someone like you. It's 'cause you're mine. It's 'cause you're you. It's 'cause I'm loved. It's what I do. Nothing you do, nothing you say, nothing could change the love that I promised you. When I promised you, I'd say, it's 'cause you're mine, it's 'cause you're you, it's 'cause I'm loved. What I do. Yes, I know all there is to ever know, where you've been and where you'll ever go, all your mistakes from yesterday and the ones you'll make tomorrow. You've been trying so hard to comprehend what kind of love cover all that sin. Just know there's nothing you could ever do that would ever, ever, ever change my love for you. Don't ask me why. Don't wonder how. Don't bother asking how it's possible to love someone like you. It's 'cause you're mine. It's 'cause you're you. It's 'cause I'm loved. What I do. Because you're mine. It's 'cause you're you. It's 'cause I'm loved. It's what I.
I may say that these sports in-depth Nation is here. The Sports in Depth panel is here. I'm Mel Smith Jr. I am here. We're here courtesy of the Trust in God Radio Network. And the straw that serves the drink is indeed here, and that's the incomparable Doc Sandy. Take it away, good Doc.
Just playing a lot of music today, trying to get NFL Ed join us. Canelo has signed to fight Lucenko Mai Sanders for the undisputed middleweight championship of the world. A little more music for you, okay? I like this song, too. This is out to Rosie.
Michael Bellamy of Brooklyn Independent Media, and you're listening to Doc Stanley of Sports in Depth on Blog Talk Radio.
Getting it real quickly. On my birthday, salutation, salutation, salute
Peter.
Our dear friend in Fortaleza, Peter Payne, most happy birthday to him. And in the collage, we have two pictures of two of his friends. Beniza, we're going to show some of his, artwork here, too, in the collage. He's from Tunisia, lived in Scotland, and outstanding artist. In memory of two of his late friend John Frazier, we have a mural that was one that was drawn outside of the bar that he so frequently in the memory of him. That's kind of a big thing, too, where people are doing that. So it's happy birthday to Peter. Yesterday we were so busy that there was no afternoon delight. Dear Peter, please send a Versadio. And we say happy birthday once again, my nephew, Majesty, and my beloved. You are too, Majesty. All, you all are beloved. My first granddaughter, Kayla. 15 yesterday, she's already taller than her grandparents. Looking at getting taller than her parents. And also, birthday to Spike Lee. And we're running and rolling here. We got Ed, NFL Ed here for a quick get here to talk some things. And we'll bring you a Sunday show. And happy birthday. Whose birthday is today? I'm trying to figure sports personalities. Last month was huge birthday sports personalities last month. But there's not a lot. Oh, there's one coming, though. And going to real quickly do a quick salute to her. I miss her. Got a chance to meet her. A little peeve about a photo that wasn't taken. Could have been taken, but I guess it wasn't meant to be taken. But on the 20th of this month is the birthday of the voice that was deemed the number one listening voice of all time. The number one soul of all time. I don't care how many he's got anybody to get. Number one female gospel singer. But, well, okay, we'll make her 1A with Paris Jackson. Ladies and gentlemen, remember always, it's 2 years now. Name is Father Kevin Franklin. Remembering the right leader of all time. The 20th of month is the birthday. Ladies and gentlemen, believe always. Rita, there's no words to describe how you made us feel or how we feel that you're no longer with us. Dr. Andy Sports at Blog Talk Radio and Trust and God. Now we're moving like a long close out in a few minutes. With NFL, Ed is here with us. Ed, big signing for the Giants. How good a receiver is this guy that they got? I mean, here's the thing, Ed. They're never going to replace Odell Beckham. Bottom line.
Yeah, no, Beckham Jr. is fantastic. But, hey, you know what? I'm looking at it this way because, you know, I grew up in Queens. I'm a Jets fan. And what are the Jets doing? Here you go. The Giants got Jones. They got him a great receiver. He was a great receiver with Detroit. He's going to make a lot of money. Okay, well, then again, don't they all? But with that said, I'm all for it, you know. And they needed a good wideout, and they got one. So, you know, let's go into 221, you know, and see what happens. With that said, then again, back to you and I have. It's like a constant running joke, Mel, right? But what are the Jets doing for you lately?
But, what have you done for me lately, Miss Jenny Jackson?
Yeah, and they signed.
It's
Kenny G.
Segment of sports.
Kenny G. Oh, but he's not the musician, right? He's Kenny.
No.
I know. I'm teasing you. Kenny got away.
I know.
Yeah. I think it's a good it's a good move. You know, these New York teams got to do some positive moves. And, you know, I like it. That's all. I don't know. For sure.
Okay, and, now, how do you feel in... How do you feel about the constant talk about maybe the young quarterback is going to be gone?
Which young cornerback?
Our cornerback, the Jets cornerback, Donald.
Oh, well, you know what? He showed me nothing, Mel. In my opinion, also, he's been injury prone, all right? Can we throw that on his resume? I don't want to pick on the guy, but I don't really see him as that franchise player that they thought they were going to have, you know, and not at all. And, so I don't know what else, you know. And I don't really think there's a lot of people standing up for him, you know. There's no
Hey, Ed, Eddie, yeah. For one thing, you sure ain't.
What's that? No.
I said you said there's not a lot of people standing up for him. I said one for sure thing you ain't standing up for him.
No, I gotta admit. I mean it's not a lot of, you know, I don't know how many. Yeah, I don't see anybody, you know, I don't see any of the season ticket holders protesting the fact that we're gonna give up Anderson. I think it might be a good move. We might see what other possibilities are out there, okay? For sure. So many good young quarterbacks out there. And you and I had this conversation, like, why did they lose, what was it, Bridgewater, correct?
Yeah.
Right? And
You're right.
Because he didn't fit the profile. You kind of put in a racist thing on it. Not racist, I apologize for that remark. But no, you were saying, like, well, because the Jet fans don't want to see a black guy behind the wheel. All right? That was a possibility. But on the other hand, they blew it, in my opinion.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, you know, that whole thing, too, was, I said, you know, when Donald came in and we had Bridgewater was a proven franchise quarterback. He was coming from one of the elite teams. And then I thought the situation should have been easily. Donald comes in and learns from the already in place, in-house pro. And we're talking about an outstanding young pro.
We agree.
In turn,
In turn,
you flipped it the other way. You made Bridgewater the backup. You made Donald the starting quarterback, and then you turned around and you got rid of Bridgewater in a manner that continued my discontentment, lack of respect for the team that I loved immensely, and the Joe Namath, Matt Snell, Emerson Boozer, Don Mania days. You get rid
right.
of Bridgewater. You tell him on the bus, you're making good off the bus, and you provided no transportation. So you know, it was a continuous downhill slide of my anti-Jet affection and support. And it started with the ridiculous, classless, plus there was another surprise that opened the can of worms, where they treated Tim Tebow. But the thing with, we have to, the Black Lives Matter show and our society shows, too, the continuous, systematic racism. And it's no more prevalent and more and more blatant than it is in sports and the military and the police department, and I happen to be in all three of them. And when we look at a whole lot of things happening here now, the Jets, I mean, one thing, you know, because for one good step, there was two back, okay? They and to their credit, they have had two black coaches, and they've had a black quarterback
right.
in the past, you know. But, you know, the Giants with the feather in their cap with Jerry Reese is one thing, but where's the black head coach? I mean, so you've got a black boss, but you don't have a black guy that can be bossed. And that was the case with the Giants. And the Giants have always been a team that the hallmark of their black players has always been defensive players. And I think that's one of the reasons why Beckham got out of town. You know, they just haven't had or haven't desired for a great black offensive star. As outstanding as Tiki Barber was, Beckham was better. I remember the situation. Doc Sandy Sports and the Blau Talk Radio Trust and Government Network at the Olympics. Out comes Henry Carr, out comes Bob Hayes. Well, Dallas does. They make Bob Hayes an end. What did the Jets do? They make Henry Carr a defensive back. Wow. You know what I mean? So you gave me a 44 Magnum, and you only put three bullets in it. So I just and we talked about this situation here too. But Dr. Sandy Sports, Blog Talk Radio and Trust and God Network, NFL, Ed is with us. We're going to be leaving shortly because we're doing a quick show. Ed, your thoughts now. Tom Brady seems to be, he's going Twitter and stuff. The older he gets, he seems to be opening up a lot. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think he's, you know, he's acknowledging or admonishing his great achievements, correct? And he has a beautiful wife, beautiful family. And you know what? He wants to play. He is a competitor. He's definitely made that clear. And he keeps wanting to play. And what he wants to do, he's giving money back to the Tampa Bucks franchise to say,
oh,
hey.
Stop. I'm glad you said that. Because, you know, Brady is great on the field and off the field. And this is the second time he did that. People forget that the Patriot way, you know, Brady got screwed in that Patriot mindset too, because if you remember, right, he made room in a forthcoming contract for Welker to get on the team, and what do? They did all of that, and they still got rid of Welker. Remember that situation, Ed?
Yes, exactly. And Mel, you and I was on the field. I was doing photo shoots for you and Sports and Death and whatever covers you were doing, remember? And you had a very good conversation with Tom Brady, and he was very friendly to you. I remember that. I remember taking a photo shot. And it was like, you know, he was a gentleman. And
Brady. You're right.
He wants
right
to keep playing, and right now he made a move where he can give the Bucks some more capital to keep that. And I was talking to someone in a restaurant about this, and it was like, yeah, keep me covered. Keep me well defended offensively on the line. And that's, you know, essentially what they're doing, you know, and he wants it. So he goes, as long as his neck is not going to get broken, for lack of a better term, correct?
There's two things. If it ain't broke, no need to fix it. And it showed, too, coming to Tampa Bay, given the right offensive weapons. But in the case, too, with Cam, he didn't have any of those weapons this year. And then he had Gronk. You got to look how big Gronk coming back meant. We're talking about one of the great tight ends of all time.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about one of the great touch players of all time. And we're talking about two guys who are on the same page. It's a whole lot. When I'm in the backcourt and I know that Ed is going to give me a screen at the top of the key, or that Ed likes the ball on the left side of the key, you automatically do those things because you've done them already. You know, that great line from Don King, working together works. And evidently it worked. They got them another Super Bowl. Evidently it worked.
Exactly.
And Tom – those are the greatest of all time. The stats show it. But I know unquestionably he's one of the greatest of all times outside the locker room. Last time I chatted with him, I asked him, is he learning Portuguese? He said, yeah, he's learning a little. But Tom Brady is just one wonderful human being. I forgot about that conversation with Tom. And that was 2007. That was 2007.
That was a wild
The year though. That they –
before it became MetLife Stadium.
That's right.
Still right.
I like that old place so much better, Ed. I love that old place so much better, man. You know,
I know.
The atmosphere was better. The accessibility was better. You know, there's two great lines. One, I think, you know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And new doesn't always mean improved, Ed. Doesn't always mean improved.
Right.
Yeah.
No.
And we're
going to
run.
But
Eddie, okay. Finish.
No,
go
I'm
ahead.
Sorry. You got to run?
No, go ahead.
Oh, no. I was just going to say that I just think it shows he wants to play the game. He's going to give up money to help Tampa sign more of the best or better offensive linemen. And, you know, you got to look at the math. He's in for it for the game.
There's two things here, man.
Okay.
He doesn't need a lot of money. That's number one. Number two,
agreed.
Evidently, from last season, he can still play the game. Okay, and I've never forget something Larry Holmes told me that I'll never ever forget. I remember telling Robert Parrish this when he was. I said, "Chief, what are you gonna do next year?" He said, "I don't know." And I told Robert what the great Larry Holmes said: "It's hard to stop doing the best thing you do in life, and people are going to pay you for it."
Yeah.
You know? And, right. And in his case, too, we're talking about a guy that's coming back to defend his title. Ed, don't move. Dr. Andy Sporting, the Blog Talk Radio, the Trust in God Radio Network, Brookman, before we leave.
I was walking down the street in a little old country town. I saw a rusty penny half buried in the ground. As I reached down to pick it up, I saw beneath the rust these words just barely visible: in God we trust. I held it for a moment. Then suddenly I knew what God, in all his wisdom, would have me say and do. He used this worthless penny to make me understand that life is not worth living without the Master's hand. Oh, in God we trust, in God we trust, we're lost just like this penny, unless in God we trust. And then I heard a still small voice within me whisper, very clear, "Be still and know that I am God, and I'm always near. When all your dreams come tumbling down around you in the dust, remember, lost penny. And place in me your trust. Oh, in God we trust. In God we trust. We're lost just like this penny, unless in God we trust.
In depth. Dr. Emily Sr., and on this segment, he is joined by NFL Ed. SID is an in-depth, informative, educational, short look at the world of sports on this renowned, legendary, award-winning radio show, Sports in Depth. Addressing from both a daily and historical perspective, and also both an in-depth look perspective, not only on the sports of our times, but two of the players and performers at events, both of now and yesteryear. Sports in Depth aches. KASID also brings out the unique strategy of sports from an intellectual perspective, not just athletics, because it takes all God-given talent and ignition, who takes a God-blessed mind fueled with passion, determination, intellect, belief of competing, accomplishing too. With in-depth knowledge of Dr. Diverse Posse, NFL Today, Ed is with us. What's in-depth, I find a posse. What's in-depth is to the world in depth. Thanks for joining us once again, where we always rope the rumors, talk out of issues, and brand the truth. Most people go to church looking to get something from God in return that God owes them. But some people call and consider junk, other people call a jewel. The need of you is one thing, the one desire both another. Need of all three are blessed. Dr. Stanley's words of wisdom and truth. Dr. Stanley, on behalf of NFL Ed and myself, birthday. Thanks for joining us. We'll see what you do on the course of the week. Happy birthday to all the birthdays across the board here. And we saluted today. Oi! Mi familia in Brazil. Happy birthday once again to Peter. Back to Philly, sponsored by Blog Talk Radio, Trust in God Radio Network. And from the bottom of my heart, I bless you all. By Sports in Depth, Blog Talk Radio, Trust in God Radio Network. Yolanda Adams will close us out. Ed, thanks a lot for being with us, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Okay, Mel. You all right?
I'm good, baby. Take care now.
Sorry, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On the way.
Okay. Well, then have a great day, my friend.
Talk you too, my brother.
Okay. Thank you, boss. Bye.
Because I don't know what to do. Now what if I choose the wrong thing to do? I'm so afraid of disappointing you. So I need to talk to you and ask you for your guidance, especially today when my life is so cloudy. Guide me until I'm sure I
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Hey, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Oh, there have been times that I thought I could last for long. But I know